Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on compliance issues related to printers and multifunctional devices. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor with ComputerWeekly.com. With me I have Mathieu Gourges, who is CEO of Vigitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is what compliance issues arise due to data being stored on printers and multifunctional devices? Over to you.
Thanks. Well, printers and multifunctional devices are often forgotten in terms of compliance and security. However, it's worth remembering that the Data Protection Act states that if you're hosting data that you should protect under the Act, you need to take what's known as appropriate security measures to protect the data within the network or networks that you host the data on. So if you think about it, a printer or a multifunctional device that might allow you to scan to email, scan to fax, obviously copy the information and print the information, is one of those network components that actually falls under the Act. Similarly, if you look at the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, PCI-DSS, it basically states that any system or network of systems that allows you to either store, transmit, or process credit card holder data is in scope for PCI compliance. So, in other words, if you have a process that whereby you might receive a purchase order or some sort of an order form that has credit card holder data on, and you actually use a multifunctional device to scan that information onto a server, that network component is actually in scope and needs to be protected according to the PCI controls, which can be fairly onerous. So if you take it from a data protection perspective, that's probably the most this is probably the most important area with regards to compliance for multifunctional printers.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, how can organizations ensure they are compliant with regard to data stored on printers and multifunctional devices? Over to you again.
Well, let's have a look at the risks for the printing and document capture environment. First of all, there's a physical risk in that malicious employees or visitors on your premises might be able to get physical access to the device and might be able to steal the device. Or in modern multifunctional devices, you can just access the hard drive of the multifunctional device quite easily if it's not protected properly. It's also worth considering the fact that a multifunctional device today has a hard drive that has the capacity of a standard laptop 2 or 3 years ago. So you can imagine the amount of data that's on the device. Then there's the logical security around the device itself. So how do you integrate it into the wider network? How do you protect the data within the printing environment? For instance, can you decide who's going to print what at what time under what conditions? Do they need to authenticate on the printer using two-factor authentication, maybe using some sort of a card to authenticate? Do you manage your fleet of multifunctional devices? And can you do reporting? Can you at any given time create a report saying, yes, it was Mathieu who actually printed that document that was sent to the printer on that very day? There's also the concept of follow me printing, whereby you can send a print job to a specific device within a different office or potentially even abroad, and when you arrive you authenticate and that device is there. One of the key things to do is to understand the issues, I guess, with what a hacker can do with a printer. So you can telnet into a printer, you can sniff print jobs, you can replay the print jobs, you can potentially change the administrative settings and force people to print more copies that they intend to print, change the color, change the scheme, change the words. You can hack into the admin welcome pages, you can configure the printers or the multifunctional devices to act as a zombie. So the key thing is to make sure that you classify your data and that you know what type of data is on the printer or the printing devices, and to have a printing policy that is clearly linked to your storage policy. Because as I said, the hard drive can store an awful lot of information, and unfortunately, most of the hard drives on printers are not purged on a regular basis. And if you don't do that, you cannot claim that you're taking appropriate security measures to protect the data, and therefore you are at risk of falling out of compliance. So key principles of data classification, a good printing policy, a storage policy, and some basic security settings will help you comply with the legal and industry standards that apply to the printing environment.
Thanks, Matthew. And that's the end of the podcast.